One of the things we're going to hear tonight on the State of the Union address, I'm quite sure, is gun control. We'll talk about executive action on gun control tonight. We'll hear the president tell us why we need these things. And with a backdrop, by the way, of things you're not being told, the United States becoming safer compared to Europe in both fatalities and frequency of mass public shootings. The U.S. is now ranked 11th in fatalities, 12th in frequency. I learned this from the Crime Prevention Research Center, and their director, Dr. John Lott, is here with us. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you.
You know, I saw this headline, and I said to Ivy, I said, hey, we got to have that. She goes, don't worry, it's John. And I said, great, because I'm like, you know, because you hear, if you believe the news, John, you would think, my God, the United States is just the Wild West and bloodbath everywhere. And the chance of being shot in the, or the victim of a gun crime in America is very, very small. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're not wrong at all. And to the extent we have murders, they're overwhelmingly concentrated in just a small percentage of the counties. We have about 3% of the counties account for almost 75% of the murders in the United States. More than half the counties in the United States have zero murders in any given year. Another 25% of the counties have just one murder. So it's, you know, it's you live in the United States, you're not that likely to have that type of thing happen to you. And if you live in the vast majority of the United States, the odds are really low.
So, and not only do the, what was the percentage of counties that have no homicides? What was that?
It's a little bit over half.
Right. So any homicide, there just is no violence, and you're not going to get shot there. And if you don't involve yourself with gangs and drugs, the chance of getting shot in America is really small, like 2,200 people in the homicides. But if you listen to Barack Obama or the Democrats, you'd think, my God, you know, it's you know, the OK Corral out there every day. Just not the truth. But people believe it. Why are people so willing to believe what's not true?
I don't know. I mean, there've been polls, surveys indicating that people think that violence is up, that crimes are up. They've been falling fairly consistently since 1991, and you know, I assume in part it's because of the news coverage. The news coverage focuses so heavily on crime. And maybe because of the 24-hour news cycle, we get inundated with it more than we used to 15, 20 years ago. And maybe that explains it.
Yeah, that might be. Because, you know, you talk to some liberals, it's like they want to believe that there's this bloodbath, this crisis. It's like, well, there's all this shooting and we must stop this madness. I'm like, what madness? And I look at your headline here. The United States ranks 11th in fatalities and 12th in frequency for mass shootings. How did you arrive at those numbers?
Well, people can go to our website and see the exact numbers at crimeresearch.org, but we looked at the period of time from the beginning of the Obama administration, beginning of 2009, through the end of this last year, and basically just counted up the mass public shootings that have occurred in each country and put it in terms of a per capita rate. You know, you have four big mass shootings in France this last year. The United States had four mass public shootings also. But they were much worse in France. France, you have, if you look at all the casualties, murders plus injuries, they had 532 people who were casualties from attacks. Over the entire Obama administration, you've had a total of 396. So there's almost 140 more casualties just in France in 1 year than we've had in the United States during 7 years. And, of course, France has a population about one-fifth the rate of the United States. So it's not too surprising that France, and, of course, they've had attacks in other years, too, but they, in terms of fatalities, they easily outstrip us in terms of rates.
I know
you have other countries in Europe, too, that regularly. Europe last year had 8 mass public shootings. In the United States, as I said, we had 4. So Europe had twice as many mass public shootings this last year as we had. What often happens is the president goes and he talks about individual countries in Europe. And, you know, if you, it'd be kind of like just comparing
one state
mass shootings in, you know, the Northern Peninsula or in Flint or someplace like that with some of these countries that are there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So if people want to find out more and don't have the time to do the research, good news. Dr. John Lott has done the research for you. And doctor, where do they find out more?
Oh, thanks. At crimeresearch.org.
And at crimeresearch.org. And if you want a plethora of information to engage your liberal friends in a conversation that involves a little thing we like to call facts around here, that is a great resource. Doctor, always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, great talking to you. Take care.
There you have it. Dr. John Lott, everybody. He's done the research for you, so you can go ahead and just look it up at crimeresearch.org. And it is literally, it's a great resource when you want to use this little thing we call facts.